Begin transmission.
It's 1:16 a.m. That is, of course, local time. And if we do the metric conversion, see, blah, 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 carry the one, that means it's 1930 UTC. And that means it's time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, for which I, my name is Tobe, am the chairman. What are we doing today? Well, I just got back. I just got back from eating pizza with my dad. Oh, and I'm so happy. Oh, it was so good. We went to Frank's as usual and got a large pepperoni and black olive. And man, I was hungrier than I thought, and I wolfed down three pieces. And hopefully I won't regret that later. But I did manage to take, you know, some of my enzyme pills, so I don't feel too bad. I feel very full right now, but that's about it, so that's good. Oh, and it was so yummy, so delicious. So I'm really glad I got to do that today. I haven't had pizza in quite a while, so whew, I got my pizza fix taken care of for, you know, at least a few weeks, if not a month or two. Oh, it was so good. I'm still just basking in the glow of that pizza deliciousness. So yummy. Oh, and in sports news, we've got FA Cup going on, and Derby County and Leicester City just played to a 2-2 draw. And that was an interesting game. Leicester scored first in the 8th minute. And then Derby County came back, went ahead 2-1. But Leicester managed to squeak out the equalizer. And so the game ends in a draw, and they'll probably play the replay of that on Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. So, yay! Another Leicester City game to watch. Woohoo! Oh yeah, I got me some tea, so I guess this is as good a time as any to have a sip. Oh yeah. Oh, it's so yummy. Mm-hmm. I do love to drink tea, but I think you knew that part already. So now I'm just kind of sitting around doing nothing, killing time. I'm watching curling. Curling, a game that I was dying to play as a child, but have since lost interest in it, which is, you know, kind of ironic since now it's, I don't want to say super popular, but it's enjoyed the largest popularity it's ever had in the United States. And strangely enough, my opportunities to play it have increased. I don't live very far from an ice rink. There's an ice rink technically across the street from Herrenhaven, so it's very close to me. And I know they do have curling at some point in time in the year. I'm not sure when or what. I don't follow ice stuff, but like I said, I'm just not into it anymore. I will occasionally watch it. I do find it interesting enough. I'll watch curling before I'll watch, say, bowling or even baseball or even American football for that matter. But what am I going to do? Nothing. So anyway, yeah, like I said, killing time, watching curling until Johnny Mnemonic comes on. Yes, the movie version is on in 20 minutes. And boy, I could probably come up with a lot of things to say about this film. But let's start off with William Gibson. I love the work of William Gibson. I'm pretty sure I've read everything he's written. I imagine there could be a few things here or there that I haven't read. I even went to some effort back in the olden days to watch his episode of The X-Files, a show that I couldn't stand. But still, his episode was okay. I mean, it was still The X-Files, but it was Gibby. But it was really watered down. But at the same time, he hit all of his favorite own tropes, and so it's okay. But Johnny Mnemonic, yeah, Johnny Mnemonic, the short story, is, I would go so far as to say, my favorite thing he ever wrote. If not my favorite, it's easily in the top three of William Gibson's best works. And that's just my opinion, but the movie Johnny Mnemonic, the adaptation of the short story, they got away from the short story quite a bit. They managed to save like two ideas, that being he's an information courier and there's a dolphin involved. But other than that, boy, it did not translate. It did not carry. It just did not have that William Gibson feeling. And in a way, I sort of hated it the first time I saw it. But on the other hand, I guess I liked it enough that I actually bought a used copy of it on videotape when I was able to. And the movie sort of, it kind of works. It sort of stands alone by itself. It has a very B sci-fi feeling to it, though, which isn't good. But I don't know. I don't know why I like it so much. Because Henry Rollins is in it? I'm a big fan of Henry Rollins. I've been a fan of Henry Rollins as long as I've been a fan of William Gibson. Do those two guys sort of go together? I don't know. Not really. And it's kind of stupid because the Henry Rollins character is a character that's invented for the movie, and so I don't know if it works or not, but I guess they had to forward the plot somehow. Somehow they thought, oh, the plot of Johnny Mnemonic just isn't interesting enough for the general public, so we'll have to introduce all these new ideas, and it kind of doesn't work. And the acting isn't super great. It could have been toned down a little bit, but it is what it is. And it occurs to me that I haven't seen it in a while, and so I'm probably going to watch it. You know, as long as there's nothing better on. And I don't think there is. Football is over for, oh, I better check. What am I doing here? Just speculating. We should have some highlights on later. Oh, wait, no, I take that back. We might not have highlights on tonight because it's on a different network and they do their thing differently. No, it's true. We are done for football tonight. Unless, of course, we've got the MAX. Do we have any Mexican football on tonight? Let's check all of the Spanish language channels. I'm not seeing any. But then again, I'm really not looking all that. Not looking that hard. Oh, man. I don't know. I just don't know. Oh, but I am seeing that later on tonight, on the same channel as Johnny Mnemonic, will be Rollerball. Not the original Rollerball with James Caan and Maude Adams, which I watched on TCM a couple weeks ago, but the new Rollerball with LL Cool J. Yeah. How timely. How relevant.
Oh, and look at this. Looks like we got a replay of an FA Cup later game tonight on a different Fox channel. Now, is that going to be the Leicester City versus Derby County game, or is that going to be something else they don't say? So maybe I'll have to pay enough attention later tonight. Maybe I'll get to watch a game. Maybe I won't. Who knows? Oh, but I can watch The Fifth Element in Spanish tonight. That might be fun. Oh. In gaming news, I managed to finish up making all the counters I needed, the playing pieces I needed to actually play Instant Spandaus. I even managed to go get a deck of cards. And I messed around for another 10 minutes, just putting pieces on the game board, but not playing. And then I put the cards away and... So I guess I could play that game if I was so inclined. The cat is sleeping right now. And, oh, she's probably not due to come back down here for another 2 hours or so. So I could probably get in a game of that if I was so inclined. Just don't know if I'm inclined to do so. I just kind of got that thing. Is it because I just ate? And because I'm so full, I don't feel like doing anything? I don't know. Let's see. In entertainment news, last night I watched a show about beavers, an hour-long stock footage festival of just beaver stuff. It was on National Geographic Channel. And why do I say it was all stock footage? Well, I wouldn't have known that. You know, it kind of looked to me like somebody went out and somebody was told, hey, go make a show about beavers. And so, okay, they went out and they shot an hour's worth of, you know, footage or more. But there were some shots that were really questionable and shots that didn't match. And I started thinking, what is this? Did they piece this together? This looks kind of cheap. And yeah, it turns out it was. I watched the end credits and it was just the end credits were just basically credits for all the stock footage companies. So, you know, that's a cheap television show to make. You buy some stock footage or you rent it and you license it. Then you just have a narrator say some crap over the top. And as uninteresting as that was, I mean, I didn't learn anything about beavers that I didn't already know. And the only reason I even bothered to look at that channel was because a couple hours before that, I watched a show about squirrels that I, you know, kind of liked. It was entertaining, but again, didn't teach me anything I didn't already know about squirrels. But it got me to thinking, I wonder if there's any marmot shows on National Geographic. I haven't seen the listings for any, but then again, I don't pay much attention to it. And, you know, I'm not expecting a weekly hour-long show about the adventures of various marmots or anything like that, but I'm thinking, what happens if I shoot, you know, 2 hours of really good marmot footage? Stock footage. Can I send it off to them and say, here you go, you can make an entire hour-long show about marmots with this footage alone. And more importantly, how much does it pay? Do I have to join a stock footage organization? Can I just offer my footage directly to them? Here, give me some money. You can have all of my Mati video. I don't know. But, you know, I would tell you, start paying attention. If in 18 months or longer from now, you happen to see an hour-long show about marmots, look to see if my name's on the credits or if I'm standing around in the background. Because, I don't know. If you're going to watch a marmot show, you might as well get a little bit of me. I'm always hanging around with the marmots. I feel like I should be part of their television specials. I'm the friend to all marmots. It's time for some more tea. Oh, it's just so, so yummy. So hot. Mmm, so sweet. So bergamo-y. It's just delicious. And now I'm hungry for candy, because it was nice and sweet. Do I have any candy? Yeah, I got a bunch of lemon heads sitting around, but I don't want sour candy. What do I want? I don't even know. I really don't think I want anything. My guts are still just nice and full from eating all that pizza. It was so delicious. Thanks, Dad. I still got 3 slices of pizza in the refrigerator. I'll probably eat tomorrow. I probably shouldn't. I probably should eat a lot of vegetables tomorrow, but who knows? You just don't know what's going to happen until it happens, at least around here. You know, although, now that I think about it, I think I'm actually hungry for ice cream. That's weird. I don't want to eat ice cream, but it seems like that's what my brain is telling me to eat. That can't be right. Maybe my brain is broken. Well, that reminds me of something. When I was out driving around after getting pizza with my dad, I saw a billboard announcing that the Omaha Film Festival is, I don't remember what the date was, I think it was the first or second week in March. It's still a couple months out. And that excited me and depressed me all at the same time. It excited me because it reminded me that, hey, that's right, we have a film festival here, and it's, you know, a lot of local and regional films. Then I realized that no, I am no more closer to having a film than I ever have been. Even though I do have a fairly decent little camera that I could actually put something together with, what I don't have is all the post-processing hardware. I need a decent computer if I'm going to edit a film together. And as you may or may not know, I basically run Raspberry Pis, which are great, but not quite great enough if you want to put a film together. So, I don't know, maybe this is inspiring me to put together one of my stupid little film projects. Every once in a while I make these videos that aren't very long. You know, a minute is like as long as they tend to get. And I don't really have very many of them. Just a couple. And they're not I don't think they would be interesting to anyone. I mean, they're interesting to me, and that's why I make them, but I can't imagine they'd hold much interest for anybody else. But I don't know. You know, who knows? Maybe if I make enough of these, you know, 30-second little films, maybe I could have a retrospective. All of Tobe's tiny films. Oh, and here's my cat. Here's Peppa. Are you gonna say anything? You wanna be in a movie? He wants to be in a kitty movie? I don't even know what that would be. Okay, so it looks like I gotta pet the cat here. Who's a good baby? You are. Do you want to do kitty stuff? You're not supposed to come down for kitty stuff for another couple hours. She heard me talking. Yep. Okay, looks like I'm gonna have to take a little break just so I can do some kitty stuff and brush up my cat. Wait, where are you going? Are we doing kitty stuff or not? Okay, I guess we're not doing kitty stuff. What do I know? When I was younger and full of creativity, so much that I did not even have an outlet for it all, I would have killed to have a decent camera for making video. And now that I have one, and now that I'm, you know, more than twice as old as I was at my peak creative output, geez, now I don't think I got anything in me. You know, I used to think I had a movie in me. I used to think I had a novel in me. Have I just gotten wiser? Or have I gotten stupider? There's no way to know. This is good tea, though. So, yeah. I don't make much music anymore either. Do I have any more music in me? I don't know. I might for money. But I'm beginning to think I don't. Did I ever? I don't know. Do I still think I could do it? Could I make a film? Yeah, maybe. Could I soundtrack my own film? Yeah, maybe. Considering... Basically, here's the problem. Some decades ago, I realized that I was basically writing the same one or two or maybe three songs over and over again. And, you know, if you've ever heard my music, I don't know if you'd be able to identify that or not, but to me, it gets tiresome, and it has become tiresome because it's just the same crap over and over. And I can tell you right now, what I do have in me is the ability to do the same crap over and over again. Is that bad? Not necessarily, because there's plenty of people out there who haven't heard my crap or seen my crap or know anything about me. Do I really feel like doing the new thing where we have to market ourselves to be artists? I don't want to. I don't want to join Facebook. I don't want to join Bandcamp. And I don't want to do all of these things just to get my work out there for no reason. Okay, so how do I monetize this? Yeah, I could set up a PayPal account and people could donate money for listening to my music, and they could donate money if they like my visual art. So why do I even want to do this anymore? Do I really want to make a movie and show it at the Omaha Film Festival? To what end? You know, I sort of do, because you know that would be some kind of accomplishment. But would I feel like that's an accomplishment? Or can any untalented hack get their film shown at the Omaha Film Festival? You know, I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. But still, what's in it for me? Other than the self-aggrandizement, I mean promotion, is there any cash involved? No. How do I get money for all these things? Do I really want to prostitute my own ego just for more egomaniacal gain? Do I need to do that? I don't feel like I do. I don't need to be famous. I just need some money. So I can, you know, eat tacos and do stuff. I don't know. Maybe. But maybe I've just been depressed. I don't know. I don't feel depressed, you know, as of today. But, you know, maybe it's just that time of year when I just don't have anything to do and there's no creativity in me, and I just don't feel like... I don't feel depressed, like depressed, but what I feel like is that I don't have the incentive to actually produce anything creative. I'm depressed creatively. There's like nothing more I want to make. There's nothing more I want to create. Now, is that necessarily a bad thing? I don't know. Do I just need a new environment? Or do I just need a new medium? Or do I need a combination of both? Do I need to be creative with something else? Do I feel like making music? No. Well, maybe I should move away from music and make something else. What do I feel like making? I just don't know. I make this show every day, but the desire to do that is certainly losing its luster. You can probably tell in the quality of shows. I don't have anything to talk about anymore. I don't do anything. I'm not creating anything. What's my problem lately? I don't know. I haven't been feeling inspired. Is that the problem? No inspiration means no creative output? I suppose that could be the case. I need some inspiration. I need to inspire myself. How do I go about doing that? Well, I need to expose myself to other creativity, because there's that competitive sort of drive. I seem to do better when, I don't want to say I'm under pressure, but when I have a reason to be creative. So, I don't know. What is it that I need to do? I just don't know. I need to get myself in a new environment. If I was in a new environment and had a creative stimuli, then I would feel the drive for creativity and for creative productivity. Just actually produce something instead of, you know, sitting around and whining about it while I watch Johnny Mnemonic for the millionth time. Ugh. And here he's got on his VR goggles, just like the ones you can make out of your phone today, and his data gloves. Whatever happened to that concept? That went nowhere fast. Oh well. Oh, maybe that's what I should do. Maybe I should get two cameras and start shooting stuff for virtual reality. You know, just shoot a bunch of 3D marmot videos. Spotting marmots in virtual reality with Tobe, that's it. Maybe I will make virtual marmot spotting. Virtual mot spotting with Tobe, the king of the marmots. Oh, it can't be too hard. I've taken 3D pictures before with, you know, 2D cameras. That's not difficult. Seems to me all I need is two cameras. Put them eye width apart and bum bum bum, run them together. Sync them together somehow. Can always do that after the fact, you know, in video production software. But then again, I would have to go out and somehow find a really expensive computer and some really expensive other extraneous gear just to put all this together. How do you sell your virtual reality creations in this day and age? Since we no longer have virtual intellectual property rights anymore. Oh, let's just steal music. Music is no longer a viable cash way. And if we can't hold on, if nobody can sell music anymore, how are we going to sell VR property? I don't know. I guess you just sell it. You just be the content provider for some giant company and suck on the teat of the giant corporation, I guess. I don't know. There's just no more room for the little guy, because nobody wants to create anymore. Everybody just wants the same old pablum spoon-fed to them. Me, I'm not one of those people myself, but I understand how it happens. It's cultural wasteland. It's a lack of... I don't know. Who even cares? Let's just drink some tea. Yummy tea. It's so good. Oh, so yummy. And a hint of bergamot. Oh, it's delicious. One thing I probably do not have to tell you is how much I love tea. Who am I, you might ask? That's another thing I probably don't have to tell you. My name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30, right here on Anon Radio. So, I don't know, tune in tomorrow, or the next day, see if I've gotten up to anything creative. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.